I like the control that I have when I'm playing LPs. You get to choose what you want to play, but at the same time, you lose control because you have to listen to the album as it was intended. There's no random button.
This is Needle Doctor employee Brad Gossman explaining why vinyl is so special to him. His manager, Ken Bowers, who was quietly sipping coffee behind him, also added to the question of why vinyl?
The artwork, the collectability, everything is in your computer now. So it's really nice to be able to put something physical on a rotating platform, drop the needle into the groove, and start to hear sound.
Needle Doctor has been around since 1979, starting in Dinkytown. Over the past 35 years, they've seen people's wavering interest since the advent of cassette tapes and CDs. In today's music market, streaming services are to blame for both CD and digital record sale declines. But one medium is growing, and that's vinyl. According to Statista, vinyl sales are up 32% since 2012, and have been skyrocketing since 2007. This growing interest didn't come out of the blue. It's been slowly growing since the mid-90s. The term vinyl resurgence has been used for quite some time now.
I guess I started hearing about the vinyl resurgence in maybe 1998 to 2000, people started talking about it. And then I noticed a trend where almost every year people would walk into our shop and say, hey, I heard vinyl's making a comeback. But about 4 years ago is when it was really apparent that vinyl was ramping up to an extreme level.
The vinyl resurgence has spread across the nation, but is particularly strong right here in the Twin Cities. Record shops are expanding their vinyl sections, and even Walgreens is selling turntables. One strong indication of the city's interest is the rise of a new record shop, Agarda Records, off University Avenue on the Minneapolis-St. Paul border.
Hi, my name's Dylan. I own Agarda Records. We've been open for about 4 months, specializing in all vinyl, LPs, 33 and a third. I'm getting into some 7-inches. Basically, I just got into it because I dig vinyl. I mean, I've been shopping for it forever, since I was a kid, and I had a huge collection and was like, wow, you know, I gotta do something with this or else my place is just gonna be packed full of vinyl. I'll be a huge pack rat.
His full name is Dylan Adams, and you won't find anything but vinyl in his shop. He says that's more out of personal interest and his love for vinyl, but also says the resurgence is helping Agarda.
Have you seen a younger crowd coming in here, getting into vinyl?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, all ages. I've seen all kinds of people coming in, from kids to older people. You know, I've got to tell you, it's mainly single guys coming in, which is cool, but yeah, no, everyone. I think there's a resurgence, sure. I don't know if it ever really left, but there are definitely all kinds of people coming in and looking for different kinds of music. So you try to cater to everyone, you know, and it's weird because stuff that I think is cool, I've realized a lot of people don't think it's cool.
The growing interest in vinyl is much more than people walking into Needle Doctor to get that dusty turntable spinning again, or kids discovering their parents' vinyl collection. New releases from every genre are getting pressed on the good old wax, and vinyl pressing plants are getting back online and trying to keep up with the demand. Demand for vinyl reaches far past rising sales and new record shops. Local CD manufacturer Noiseland Industries also started to take notice of the resurgence when they started receiving calls demanding vinyl around 2006. They decided to join the movement in 2009 to supply Twin Cities bands with an outlet for vinyl pressing. Whether you're dusting off that old turntable, or you're in your parents' basement digging through their record collection, or even buying those brand new 180-gram reissues, one thing is for certain, records are here to stay. Vinyl may be the medium of the past, but it'll also be here in the future. For Culture Q, I'm Aaron Bolton.